This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The CEO of TikTok made a rare public appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee where he faced a grilling on data security and user safety while he makes his own case for why the hugely popular video sharing app should not be banned. Harsh words from the Republican chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome. Like you are 100% responsible for what TikTok does. That you suddenly endorse a national data privacy standard. That Project Texas is more than a marketing scheme. That TikTok doesn't harm our innocent children. Or that your ties to the Chinese Communist Party through ByteDance is just a myth. We aren't buying it.
He said, for his part, he said that his company, there are many misconceptions about his company. Ukrainian troops will launch a long-awaited counterassault very soon now that Russia's huge winter offensive is losing steam without taking Bakhmut, Ukraine's top ground forces commander said on Thursday. Troops have been on the defensive for 4 months. Meanwhile, some countries are helping Ukraine with weapons and ammunition. Some are not. Thursday, Slovakia handed over the first four MiG-29 jets it is pledged to donate to Ukraine, with the rest of the planes to be delivered in the coming weeks, the Slovak Defense Ministry said on Thursday. Conversely, Finland's defense minister Thursday said he did not want to donate Hornet fighter jets to Ukraine, adding they're needed to secure their own country. Bulgaria's president on Thursday said that the Balkan country will not export weapons to Ukraine. NATO member Bulgaria and nine other EU member states are not participating in the joint procurement of ammunition for Ukraine, while a total of 17 countries have agreed to deliver ammunition.